Free Shakespeare is back in action this summer. They hit a variety of stages last year and were well received. So they're doing it again with performances at the Yellow Springs Antioch Amphitheater, Wagerson Gardens Metro Park in July, and in August they'll perform at Newcomb Founders Park and at the University of Dayton's Art Street. We wanted to find out what's been happening for the acting troupe since last year. I caught up with Free Shakespeare founder Chris Shea at Wagerson as the group was getting ready for a run-through of their latest production, A Midsummer Night's Dream.
We had really positive feedback last year. It was pretty overwhelming. We had a lot of families come. We had quite a cross-generational audience. And just a lot of people were very gracious and thankful, particularly in Yellow Springs. They were very happy to have Shakespeare back there again.
And a lot of what took place last year actually led to some new partnerships this year?
Yeah. Being down at Art Street, we were basically neighbors with the Blue Sky Project. And Peter Benkendorf, who heads that up, and he also heads up a group called Involvement Advocacy. We've partnered with Involvement Advocacy. They're going to act as our fiscal agent so we can accept tax-deductible contributions. In the meantime, we're in the process of getting our own 501c3, but until we get that, we have their help. They're very helpful in just spreading the word. I personally am involved in Up Dayton, and so that partnership was just kind of a natural fit. They've asked me to come perform at some of their meetings, just kind of doing the street performing stuff and put it inside of a meeting. It's kind of fun. Any chance I feel to expose people to the language of Shakespeare is an opportunity that needs to be taken. There's still far too much mysticism and unattainableness about Shakespeare and his language and his works. And, you know, that's why our logo is a Shakespeare mugshot. It's, yeah, we do shows for free, but we do them in such a way that hopefully it's easier to follow for the audiences. It's more engaging with the audiences. We really want them to be a part of the show. They literally are our final collaborator. We can't do a show without an audience. And we're so grateful that people show up. We are so thankful that people have responded so positively to this.
Well, great. So what else is going on with the troupe? Tell me a little bit about the makeup of the performers.
Sure. We've got a really diverse cast this year. The age range spans from 21 to 78. And we have all levels of experience. We have people that have done that have worked with a number of professional companies. We have one gentleman who it's his first time on stage ever. We have another gentleman who hasn't been on stage in 45 years. We have a couple of Wright State students involved. It's a magical group of people. The way this cast has come together and risen above the challenges that have been presented has really remarkable. I'm so thankful to have a group of people like that to collaborate with and to create this art that we bring to the community. It's a wonderful experience. I couldn't ask for more.
How canst thou thus, for shame, Titania, glance at my credit with Hippolyta, knowing I know thy love to Theseus?
These are the forgeries of jealousy. And never since the middle summer spring met we on hill, in dale, forest, or mead, by paved fountain, or by rushy brook, or in the beached margent of the sea, to dance our ringlets to the whistling wind. But with thy brawls thou hast disturbed our sport. Therefore the winds, piping to us in vain, as in revenge have sucked up from the sea contagious fogs which, falling in the land, hath every pelting river made so proud that they have overborne their continents.
So what's after this run? Do you guys kind of split up, or do you start planning next year's performances?
After we're finished this summer, we actually have a busy fall. The October 7th, we're planning on doing a public reading of the complete works of William Shakespeare, unabridged. Not the 90-minute play, complete works abridged. We're going to read the whole canon, 37 plays, 154 sonnets, the other poems he wrote. I think it's going to take about a week straight through. It's going to be a fundraiser project for our company and for Relay for Life.
Wow, how's that going to be formatted?
I'm not sure yet. That's part of the fun. It's a logistical nightmare, but we'll make it work. Yeah, it's not rocket science. It's just reading out of a book, right?
Thank you.
Free Shakespeare founder Chris Shea. Tonight, Free Shakespeare performs at the Yellow Springs Antioch Amphitheater at 7 o'clock. Information about additional performances can be found at freeshakespeare.com.